Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Among the many decisions made by former President Donald Trump that I think time will continue to prove were in the very best interest of our country and its citizens, one that stands out in bold relief and one which unfortunately was quickly revoked and reversed by President Joe Biden is the former president's decision to abolish critical race theory training at federal agencies, one of the numerous decisions, I say, that was quickly reversed by the incoming President Biden. But as serious as Mr. Biden's move is in reintroducing support of and training of this theory, referred by others, by the way, as a, and this is a quote, a grave threat to the American way of life, it's also infiltrated Christian private schools and other educational institutions, of course, as well as public schools. And my guest this hour has pointed out that parents are not speaking up about it because of fear. Dr. Elaine Yaron Fishbein is founder and president of the grassroots movement No Left Turn in Education. She holds a doctorate in social work from the University of Pennsylvania, master's from Rutgers, bachelor's degrees from Hebrew University in Jerusalem in social work, also grew up in Israel, served in the IDF. She's a mom of three boys and lives in a suburb of Philadelphia, and she has kindly consented to join us to talk about this issue. Dr. Fishbein, welcome. Thank you for doing so.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Now, how might we best define this ideology, CRT, I'll call it, critical race theory? Some people know about it. Others I may be hearing about it without any understanding of what it really is. So could we start there?
Absolutely. If I would like to explain it in the best way, I will say that they took Martin Luther King's philosophy and teaching and turned it all the way upside down. They claim that they are the continuation of the civil rights movement, but this couldn't be further from the truth. Whereas Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement talked about treating people according to the content of the characters and not according to the color of the skin. They talked about unity. They talked about people coming together, being together and appreciating each other. Here we are talking about segregation, literal segregation, because they are demanding that we treat each other not based on the content of the character, but solely based on some characters such as color of skin, religious, ethnicity, religious affiliation, ethnicity, age, disability. They have a whole list of characteristics that they would like to define people by. In fact, you do not have your personality as a human being, as an individual human being, based on whatever God, the way God created you, or the genes of your family, ancestors. You don't have your personal fingerprint. Instead, you are belonging to a group, which is defined by all those characteristics.
Now, Christopher Rufo, a director at the Discovery Institute, says, quote, critical race theory is a grave threat to the American way of life. It divides Americans by race and traffics in the pernicious concepts of race essentialism, racial stereotyping, and race-based segregation, all of which you've just told us. But he says all under a false pursuit of social justice. So what is the real objective, or what are the real objectives or goals of this ideology and those who promulgate it?
In my judgment, and in fact, I forgot to mention another aspect, which is gender. They also do not want people to relate to themselves as boy or girl or female and male, but rather there is an infinite number of sexual gender identities, and you can change it at any given moment of the day. What's the goal, in my judgment, is to destroy the family. It's to abolish our private education and, in fact, also our property, as well as the police. They want anarchy in order to take over the country and destroy the beautiful, exceptional nation that we have created on this earth.
You have found parents that are very afraid of speaking out against it. First of all, how deeply into the culture educationally do you think this has gone so far? And secondly, that question, what do you say to parents who are afraid to speak out, and why are they afraid?
This is extremely widespread and very deep. It's in all over the country, almost in every school. You really have to take probably a tweezer and find schools, either public, parochial, religious, that do not engage in that and do not engage in it heavy-handedly. Unfortunately, because it's so much supported by people in major intersection of power, such as school teachers unions, such as the left media. It's not a mainstream media at all. It's a very radical left media by high-tech companies that censor us. So it gives the impression that it's really a mainstream ideology, but it could be further from the truth, a very radical ideology. And the parents get the feeling or the impression that it is widespread. They do not understand that it's actually those people represent a minority in the population. But because they are really sitting on major intersection of power, we get that impression that they are the majority. That's why people are afraid. And this is the reason I launched the movement. I launched the movement in order to empower and mobilize parents to speak up, because our strength is in number. Just a little statistic. We know after this recent election, Donald Trump won 84% of the counties in the United States. To me, that simple statistic says that in at least 84% of the counties in the United States, people do not believe in those kind of values. People do not believe in this kind of ideology. They oppose it. I say at least in 84% because we have been approached by a lot of people who identify themselves as Democrats, often saying we are moderate Democrat or we are JFK kind of Democrats. So we know that a lot of people do not go along with this radical ideology.
How is it? We understand, I think, pretty easily how it gets into the public school systems and academia, but how has it gotten into the private sector, the private Christian schools, no less, and religious institutions?
Well, it got also into the churches. You have, I guess, some woke ministers or priests that believe that this is the right way. And one of our board members, a Jesuit educated, and he's very vocal with all the hierarchy in the Catholic schools and beyond about the contradiction, because what they're now transmitting to the kids, not only on the sexual front with this kind of ideology, but also on the front of breaking down the traditional family, as well as with the accusation of racism or being a systemic racist society. This is apparently have been sweeping all schools, and we do not understand indeed how leadership, particularly of religious school, can go along with this kind of ideology. But the fact is that they are, and that's why we are receiving a lot of messages from parents, grandparents, concerned citizens that do not understand how this kind of plague came across all of our schools.
It's also been pointed out by Lindsay Burke of the Heritage Foundation that one key driver or promoter of this ideology is the New York Times 1619 Project. Is that so? And what can you tell us about that?
Indeed, it is. And as I said, if you look at the 13 principle of BLM, you'll see that all those areas of indoctrination are all tied up together. When they're starting with the false history of 1619 and the landing of the first slave on the land of the United States and then moving into our country is inherently racist. And all the teaching is tied up also to the breakdown of the nuclear family, the traditional family, because we are Eurocentric and the values of the Eurocentric culture. All of them are tainted with false claims and no evidence, none whatsoever. There are theories that have zero evidence in any research.
And it's not overstating it to say that literally the survival of the Western culture and our great nation really is at stake, isn't it?
Indeed, indeed. That's why we are organizing and people are flocking to our movement. We have now chapters in 20 states. of people who are do not want to see their taxpayer money funding this kind of activity, which is actually going to destroy our nation. Parents are horrified by the material that they see that the kids are being taught. Many times the teacher conceal that from parents because they know parents will object to the material that they are teaching their kids. We have grandparents who do not want to see the country that they love and that they worked so hard to build is being destroyed. And just concerned citizens of all walks of life that know the dangers of this kind of teaching. And that's what I will call everybody to try and join. Be vocal. We are the majority. We are the giant that just woken up. We can do it. We can do it together. At this time, I'm also reaching out to many organizations, like-minded organizations, and telling them to join forces. We do not have the billions of dollars that have been poured to organizations such as BLM and Teachers Union, et cetera. But we are the people. We have each other, and we do have strength in number. We should stop being afraid. We should start being vocal. We need to protect our children. Look at your children when you look at them at night. What do you promise them? Do you promise them to protect them? If you do, please get up and start acting in order to protect your kids. Do you want to see your kids have? What kind of future do you want your kids to have? Unless you get up, who will protect your kids if not you? Whom are you going to depend on? On China that is going to come here and take over?
On that note, we have to break for this visit. I hope we can visit again and frequently on this matter. We want to join you in this battle right here on this show. Dr. Fishbein, what is your website and how can folks follow up with you?
Please join us at noleftturn.us. This is our website, and it's going to go under a major upgrade, so we'll get a lot of resources coming up in the next couple of weeks. And on Facebook, we are No Left Turn in Education.
Excellent. Thank you. We'll talk again.
Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Elena Yaron Fishbein, as you heard, this is a battle that I think all of us need to find a way to be engaged in. Even if your kids or grandkids maybe are out of school now, it's still a culture that's at absolute jeopardy. So if you want to find out more, you can go to her website, nolefturn.us. nolefturn.us.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.